We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and I'm going to switch gears. So we were talking fireworks and blowing things up, and now we're going to talk a little bit more about the Crisis Stabilization Center and Pawnee Mental Health, and we got Robin Cole, the director, in studio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I know that when you guys started this renovation project, you guys actually did do a little destroying there.
We
the
did
wall.
Do a little destroying. The secretary of KDADS came to Manhattan from Topeka and put on a hard hat and took up a sledgehammer and swung and made the first hole in the wall. So that was an exciting day.
And things have progressed pretty nicely out there so far?
Yes, we are making progress. We had to basically gut the part of the building that's going to be used for crisis stabilization and then begin that process of pulling out the things that didn't need to be there anymore. And now we're in the process of putting up the framework that's on the inside of the Crisis Stabilization Center. It's really exciting to see just the progress that's being made, and you can start to actually visualize what things are going to look like. So we're so delighted that this is coming together for us here in Manhattan.
Well, that's good news, and I know that we've talked a lot about how this will be funded here. Is there any new information on that front?
Yes. Last month when I was here, I mentioned that that the legislature had passed a budget bill that included supplemental funding for fiscal year 19. And the reason that the legislature had passed into law supplemental funding was because the proposed source of funding for the Crisis Stabilization Centers was the lottery vending machine bill. And more about that to come here in a second. But if you remember, I had reported last month that the governor had vetoed the funding for fiscal year 19 for the Crisis Stabilization Center. And I think that at that time, there was incomplete information in the public about why that happened. And what we later learned was that the reason the governor had vetoed the supplemental funding from state general funds for fiscal year 19 was because she had identified another source of funding. And so it had absolutely nothing to do with whether or not she felt that the state should be supporting crisis stabilization centers in fiscal year 19. It had to do with having identified a different source of funding and wanting to reduce down then what the state's obligation was for spending. So that was very good to know. But I think that the other good thing that happened out of that was that the legislature vetoed, or the legislature overrode her veto, which speaks volumes about their recognition, too, of the need for crisis stabilization centers across the state. Speaks volumes about their recognition about the need for the state to provide the funding support for the crisis stabilization centers. And so all in all, it's sort of, as you look back on it, it's all very good news, and it's heartening to see that there is a recognition of a need for this level of care across the state and a willingness to step up to the plate and make it happen.
I know this morning in reading the state news here, we read that story about the vending machine sales.
Yes.
So I guess explain how that's maybe going to work here to fund it.
Sure. So I believe it was in the spring of 18 when the legislature put together their budget. What they did was they identified that profits from the lottery vending machines that were to be installed throughout the state of Kansas would be used to help fund the crisis stabilization centers that would be operational throughout the state. And so the plan was then that's where the money would come from to make these viable services across our state. And not all of the profits from the lottery vending machines will go to crisis stabilization centers. I think there are some other services that will be funded from the profits from that. But the lottery vending machines were supposed to help provide the financial support for the crisis stabilization centers in fiscal year 19. But the lottery vending machines didn't get released in time to do that. And that's why the state legislature had to do supplemental funding for fiscal year 19. But you and I probably read the same news release yesterday announced that there are, I believe it's 4 lottery vending machines that have been released in Topeka, and that they're sort of piloting what this is going to look like and how it's going to happen. And so from what I understand, there have already been folks that have purchased their lottery tickets through these vending machines. And starting next month, there are 272 lottery vending machines that will be placed in different locations throughout the state. So it looks like it's happening.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. It says an expected net profit of up to $8 million is earmarked for mental health programs. So that's wonderful news.
It's really important. It's very important. I think there have been some folks that maybe were ambivalent about the state of Kansas making lottery vending machines available. But, you know, if we're going to have lottery vending machines, let's put the profits to good use. And part of what the Kansas Lottery also said about this is that this is not uncommon. It's not unusual for lottery tickets to be available through vending machines, that other states in this area have already moved in this direction. So we certainly recognize that there's a need for funding for crisis stabilization services. And we're glad that the state has identified a source of continual funding for us.
I guess I'd never realized that we didn't have those here. I grew up on the Missouri side of the Kansas City Metro, and so I've seen them for a long time over there. And so sometimes you forget when you cross the border.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. You don't, and part of it too is you just don't. Well, you don't recognize what you're not looking for,
yeah.
Or you don't see what you're not looking for. So. That may be part of why you didn't see them here.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick. Do you want to keep going or do you want to take a break?
That's up to you.
Well, why don't we take a break here and we'll continue our conversation here with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by Manhattan Meat Market today and put the best of Kansas on your grill or smoker tonight. Manhattan Meat Market on Setchild Road and online at MHK.